Hi, may I speak to Donna?
This is Adrian. How may I help you?
I must have the wrong number then. I'm sorry about that.
When you said Donna, a lot of people mispronounce my name all the time. So,
Oh,
how may I
Dana?
help you?
Okay. Oh, my name is Brandon. I'm calling in regards to a lawsuit against hair relaxer products, and I just had an inquiry from this number. Does this sound like something relevant to you or anyone around you?
Yeah, my wife and my auntie.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
Yeah,
for
they
the
had
lawsuit.
cancer. Both of them. One had my wife has pancreatic cancer, and
Pancreatic.
so and then lymphatic it spread all in her chest and everything.
I'm sorry to hear that. And they were using
Yeah.
hair relaxer for a portion of their lives.
Black women. So he's been using it since they were 5.
I see. Ever since we're young. Okay. Well, at the moment, our law firm is, or the law firms we work with, are taking in diagnoses for endometrial, uterine, and ovarian cancer at the moment. Is that
Yep,
something that
I know
you
like
do?
7 people that had that. The ex-wife, they took it like they ended up taking her I think they took out her. She had polyps or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
she
see.
ended up
So she
having
got
polyps. She had
surgery.
endometriosis.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had endometriosis and she had polyps, and then that led to the pancreatic stuff. And then, yeah, my auntie had the same thing. She ended up having it was so bad that the baby that was born deformed.
Really? That's
Yeah,
terrible.
my cousin.
Yeah, and in general, this lawsuit exists because hair relaxers, well, they state like they're soothing, that they're all natural, that they work for the hair rather than against it, and there's no listing of any type of dangerous chemicals on the boxes for these hair relaxers. So people take it for
Right.
a massive amount of their lives, a good portion at least, and then they get these side effects. Well, if you'd like, I can send you my information. My name is Brandon Sharp, and I do intakes for the lawsuit, so I submit claims.
Yeah, because I sent about 30 people to you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just got awarded the most influential person in America, behind the scenes, and then I have the fifth most viewed LinkedIn account in the world.
Oh,
So,
wow. Okay.
yeah, the influence go way a long way. So,
Yeah,
I sent a lot of
definitely.
people to you. I know at
Okay.
least 20 family members because they have endometriosis and they have polyps and cysts on their ovaries. And one of my couple of cousins had to have a hysterectomy. One of them had a micromastectomy.
Yeah. Wow, so many people that you know have gone through it as well. Okay, well, I'll send
Yep.
you my information over. What was that?
What does it do to guys?
To guys, what I've heard, it really comes down to scientific evidence,
Some of
you know.
the guys that had relaxed their hair, especially in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, there's definitely that, and then there's prostate cancer as well, from what I've heard, from hair relaxer. But
Yeah.
it really depends on the scientific evidence that links to it. There's so much; it's very limited at the moment. But I'll send you the information regarding it if you'd like, and you can forward my number to whoever you might like to.
Yeah, and then like I said, that I called, I put the request in so I could have a son of my ex-wife, my wife, and then
Yeah.
my auntie just passed away.
Oh,
But I
really?
have a power of attorney. Like most of my family members, I have power of attorney though. I'm the
Oh.
financial guy in the family, so
Oh, I
yeah,
see. I see. Okay.
I do everybody's finances. I'm the one that pay off everybody's loans. I'm the one that explains doctor notes and everything to everybody. So
Right,
it's
right.
intense.
Yeah, it's a lot to have to deal with, a lot to have to handle, but I'm glad you are doing it for them. I don't know.
I've been doing it since I was 2 years old. So it's like
Yeah.
I went to Harvard. I got diagnosed with genius when I was like 4 or 5 years old. So to tell my family, it's nothing when it comes down to helping them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll send you my information over. Give me a call or text if you ever want to start a claim up, okay?
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm saying. Can you send me those?
Yeah.
Send me both of those. Then send me what's it, the retainer. I mean, not
Right.
the retainer. What I'm talking about. The
Yeah.
documents on DocuSign, sign it,
Right. Right. Right.
and before everything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, at the moment, I don't know
That's
how
how
much time
many
do you
guys are
have right
doing.
now?
I got a few moments. What's going on? You can go to it right now.
Yeah, so it takes about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how well you know their information. But like I said, the three di are types of cancer is endometrial, uterine, and ovarian. So
Right.
which one is the one that that they dealt with?
I know the endometrial and the ovarian. There's endometrial and ovarian, and then because it spreads to the pancreas.
Right. Okay. I'll start with the ovarian. Who was it that was, or I'll start off here. Would you like to see if they meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Go ahead.
Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys or gotten claims through against the Harry Lexer lawsuit in their name?
No, not in their name. I did it for my cousins, but not in it for them.
Okay, got it. And can you confirm that you never signed documents with any other law firms regarding this?
I confirm.
Okay. Now, the loved one in question, who were they to you?
Our wife and then auntie.
Okay, we'll start with who was the one with ovarian cancer?
That would be the wife.
That would be your wife. Okay, it's your wife.
Yes, and it spread from there to her pancreas.
To her pancreas. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And did she use these chemicals in the last 20 years?
That's all they've used their whole life.
Their whole life. Okay, got it. And you would be filing this claim, and you have. Me just make sure that this is correct. You're the spouse, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is your wife still with us?
She is, but my auntie isn't.
Okay, got it. For now, we'll just
Unfortunately.
focus on your wife, and I'm glad to hear that she still is with us. Now,
Right.
do you have authority to sign on behalf of her?
Yeah, both of them I have authority.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you know the date that she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
2013, I believe.
2013. Okay, got it. And
Yeah.
was it towards the end or beginning?
That was towards the beginning,
The beginning.
like or beginning or like in the middle, because she ended up having to have surgery.
Okay, so is it okay if I put around April?
That's fine.
Okay, got it. Now, do you know what the doctor's name was that diagnosed her?
No.
No, okay. And what state was she in when she was diagnosed?
Minnesota.
In Minnesota. Okay, got it.
Minnesota and Kansas City. I mean, yeah, she's in Kansas City and also in Minnesota.
I see it. But the original diagnosis was in Minnesota.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Do you know what hospital that was at?
Nope, not sure.
Okay. Well, to continue, I would just need
More
to
likely,
know the
more likely,
primary.
more likely, more likely, it was Health Partners, so.
Health Partners.
Correct.
Health Partners. Okay, got it. And well, I would need a primary doctor's name at the very least. I'm not sure if you would know her current primary.
She the current primary she has a specialist right now because she had all that stuff led to a micromastectomy. Not a micromastectomy, it led to a resectomy of the large intestine. 21 feet of the large intestine got resected.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, she's in the medical journal right now because she's
Yeah.
not even alive.
That's so much to have to deal with. Definitely.
Yeah, because I
Okay.
can do infusion. I can do infusion. I have to do TPN, tapping on TPN, spiking and stuff with the insulin. Then I have to do feeding tube. I have to do ileostomy. Then I have to do priming the pump
Yeah.
for 24 hour what do you call that? Infusion. So.
Oh, wow. And you've been the caretaker all throughout this process?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Got it.
What happened the
Okay.
day after we started dating?
Yeah. Okay, so do you have
Literally
any idea
started.
what the doctor's name would be, the specialist?
Not for that one, nope. He's
Okay.
at, I don't know, he's at, I think it was, what was the guy's name? What is Timothy? Doctor, what is Dr. Greer? I think it was Dr. Greer.
Timothy Greer.
Timothy Greer over at the gastroenterologist.
Got it. Okay. And what was the hospital called again? Health Partners?
Health Partners.
Health Partners. And where is the hospital located?
On Phelan Boulevard.
In Minnesota, correct?
Correct. It's like 401 and 403 Salem Boulevard. Health Partners. They call it the 401 and 403 building.
4143. Okay, got it. 41.
Yeah, 401 and 403. Yep, that's the address.
All right. Looks like looking for the address of it now.
Yeah, Phelan. P-H. E-L-I-N. Phelan. P-H-A-L-E-N or something like that.
Phelan.
Yeah, P-H-A-L.
435 Phelan Boulevard. Right. Got it. Okay. And I have a phone number for that hospital. I'll just go ahead and put that down so we can try to contact the diagnosing doctor. Okay, got it. Now, the next question is...
He's a gastro specialist. He's one of the gastroenterologists.
Okay. Yeah. And did your wife use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year? Do you know if she would do it every couple months?
Yeah, because you have to relax your hair every 3 months.
Every two to three months. 2 to 3 months. Okay.
Every 2 to 3 months. Yeah.
Got it. So you can confirm and that she uses it about 4 times in a year.
She's a Grammy singer songwriter, so she was always performing.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was her career?
Yeah, that's her career. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
We had a deal in Vegas to do $5 million a year.
Really?
Full access to the jet, just performing once a week.
Yeah.
Because wow. Because her EQ, she'd be in the hospital 4 months, come out and do the same EQ that she did the 4 months prior. Like exactly the same. You think they just played it back, but she's actually seeing it live, though.
Ah, she's so talented. That's amazing. Live performances as well. No music in the background. She's actually performing as well. Okay.
It's more like when you're at the recording studio.
Yeah.
When you record it and you do the playback, right? Mm-hmm. When she's singing, she has seen the playback, right? She hits the same EQs as it did as she recorded.
Really?
Every time.
Yeah, she's incredibly talented.
Perfect. Right. So, yeah, they cornered, like, basically compared to, like, Diana Ross and Whitney Houston. So.
Mm. Wow. Got it. Okay. And going back to the hair relaxer, the amount of times she used it yearly, would you say it was about 6 times if she used it once every 2 months?
I would say, let's say 4 or 5 times.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put down 5. Okay.
Yeah, just say
and
4.
You both are residents as well as citizens of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your wife's date of birth?
10/4/82.
1982. Okay, got it. And this is a random question, but I do have to ask, was she ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
Nope.
Okay. And do you, you do know friends and family or loved ones that do use hair relaxers, like you said before, and your aunt would be in question. So I'll just mark off that her aunt as well was using the hair relaxers.
It's my aunt, not her aunt. It's mine.
I see. Okay, got it.
But her mom used it too, and her mom ended up dying from cancer also.
Really? Wow,
yep.
So many different people that you know. Okay. And
I'm trying to tell you, I talked to 20 cousins. I got 95 first cousins. So
yeah.
I just got 20 of my cousins because they got polyps. They got endometrium cancer, all that stuff all over there. So.
Right. Wow. Okay. And when your wife started using hair relaxer... I'm not sure how far back you know about it, but what state did your wife first use hair relaxer in? I would assume when she was young.
Minnesota.
In Minnesota as well. Okay. Have you both been in Minnesota all throughout your lives?
I haven't, but she has.
I see. Okay. And what year did she first use hair relaxer, if you know?
I'm pretty sure the first time they don't use hair relaxers in kids until they're 5 years old.
Until they're about 5. Okay.
So you figure 86, 87.
86 or 87. Got it. I'll go ahead and put down 1987. And do you know when the last time was that she used it?
Probably was, let's see, last year?
You said last year? Did she continue to use hair relaxers even after she was diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, because she didn't know it came from that.
Oh, really? Okay, so 2023 is when she stopped. Okay, got it. Now, she uses them monthly, and it seems like based off that information, she used it for about 36 years. Does that sound correct?
Sound about right.
Yeah, okay. And would she do
Long
it
time.
herself or would she go to a salon?
Both.
Both, okay.
That sounds I did it too. Or I did a lot
Sometimes
of
you would too.
I did her, I did hers, I did my sister, I did my mom's, I did my cousins, my aunties.
And where would you buy the products from?
At the store. Store or the barber
Walmart,
shop.
Target,
Like
barber
the
shop.
you know what I'm talking about, the barber store. Like
Yes,
you have Walmart,
the
you
beauty.
got Target, you got Walgreens, you got Kroger's, and
Right.
then you have the actual barber supply shops.
Yeah, one of the main ones would be Sally's.
So
I'll
that's
just
in
mark off
Minnesota.
your local
That's
shop,
in the
yeah.
north. Right, that would be in the north. The
Got it.
Sally's, there's no Sally's in the south. So.
I see. You're right. Okay. Got it. And this is okay if she doesn't have any, but does she have any receipts or empty bottles, or do you?
Nope.
Okay, that's okay. And what brand name products were the ones that you were using mostly?
Like it's like five different ones. You got Dr. Lovely. You have Just For Me. You have because that's what they're using kids hair. You have Silk and Dark Silk and Lovely or something like that. And then you have Relaxer, I forget the name of it. Not even or the one is the blue and white bottle.
Yeah, there's so many of them. L'Oreal.
Then you have the professional perms, and that's the one they shop to get.
I see. Okay. I got those marked down here. Okay. Got it. And did her cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after she started using the product regularly? Based off the information, it seems like that would be a yes, but can you confirm that?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, what type of treatment did she receive after she was diagnosed with cancer?
She ended up having chemo, going through chemo.
Chemo
Then
cycles.
she ended up having surgery.
Surgery as well. Okay.
Then that led to a bowel obstruction. Then that led to a rare bowel obstruction, which led to 21 feet of intestine getting removed.
I'll mark that off as well. 21 feet.
That led to 12 midline incisions. So she's been in the ICU hospital back and forth since 2014.
Wow, she's been in the hospital all throughout this time. How is she doing now, by the way?
She okay. She is, she got 1 foot of intestine, so.
Okay. And her first cycle of chemo, do you remember what year that was? If she was diagnosed in 2013, did it come immediately after she was diagnosed?
I'm sure the latter part of 2013.
It was in 2013 as well.
Yeah, because she was pregnant when she got diagnosed.
Oh, she was pregnant as well during the time. Yeah, you did tell me that. Okay, so it sounds like it was a month or two after she got diagnosed.
So that's how she found out because she, you know what I mean? Because she got that, then it caught, then it was diabetic, all types of stuff.
Right. Okay, got it. And the treatment, the chemo, the surgery, did this also happen at Health Partners, f the facility, or was it at a different hospital?
Pretty sure it all happened at the same place under the same umbrella, rather.
The same. I see. Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put down the same doctor then, because he most likely has those medical records.
Health parties have our records.
Okay. All right, I got that down here. Okay. Now, when it comes down to her gender, can you please confirm her gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. Okay.
She
And her
better be
current.
female.
Right. Got it. And her marital status at the moment?
Married.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. I just have to ask these questions. Now, her first name.
Lacey, Lacie.
LACIE. Okay. And her middle name, does she have one?
Janae.
Janae, how do you spell this?
J-A-N-A-E.
Okay. And last name.
Glasper, Glasper.
Glasber.
Goat, Larry, Apple, Sam, Peter, Edward, Robert.
Got it. Glasper. Got it. Okay. And what is the last four of her social?
It's 8106, but hold on, let me check and make sure.
Yeah.
I used to know all this stuff by heart. I was clutch with it.
Yeah,
Used to know all of it by
it
heart.
sounds like you've know a lot of your family's information and such. You're doing calls for them all the
Yeah, I
time.
do. I just, I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at it in so long. That's the reason why.
Yeah.
Hold on. Give me one second.
No problem.
I should have been put it up. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's see.
No problem.
I had to learn it all pretty quick, so wasn't really an option.
Yeah.
Wasn't really an option. Hold on. Let's see here.
How was your Thanksgiving, by the way? Were you able to spend it with family?
No.
No.
I back and forth in the hospital.
Ah, I see, I see.
I got a traumatic brain injury.
Wow. You had to stay
So
busy during that time.
I gotta go to the prostate doctor myself because I've been having urgency.
Urgency, you
So
said?
but yeah, because when I have to pee, I have to go right then and there.
Right. Oh, I
Otherwise, I
see.
end up peeing on myself.
Well, how long
All
have you
right,
dealt with that
it
for?
was
Oh, go ahead. Never mind.
just started dealing with it for like a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just started dealing with it, and it's not fun at all.
Yeah, from what I know, it
Really
has to deal
freaking
with the enlarged prostate, right?
out. Yeah, I think so. So yeah, it's freaking me out pretty much.
Yeah,
Hold on,
understandably.
just going through it. Hold on, 1 second.
You're good.
Just looking it up. Get paid to keep all your documentation.
I'm assuming you have it all on your phone.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, 'cause I have to, because you know, I have to have a dad. I don't, she has three kids, so I have to have all that stuff down there. And I have a daughter,
Yeah. Oh, you have a
so I have
daughter as well.
everything. Yeah, I have two daughters.
Well, congratulations. How
Have
old are
two, I
they?
have two daughters. My youngest is 17,
Oh, wow. She's
and
pretty.
the oldest one is 20.
20 years old. They're not too far apart from each other.
No, they're not. No, because I had a vasectomy after she was born, the
Oh,
baby.
you did.
Oh yeah, having
You.
kids, you know, the best thing I am is a dad, but having kids is not recreation.
Yeah, no.
The first mother, when I found out about my the youngest, the first mother actually confessed on record that she had put something in my drink.
Really?
Yep.
So you don't remember anything from that night, I'm assuming.
No, I don't remember that. She spiked my
Jeez.
drink, so I don't remember that. I was
Yeah,
like, are
man.
you serious?
A lot of people don't
I
know
was
that
like, I
it
couldn't even
happens a
do
lot to guys.
it. Yeah, a lot of women do it. Like,
Yeah.
people think it'd be funny, though. That's the thing that baffles me is that everybody that laugh about it, as if it's hilarious.
Yeah, when the roles are
I'm like, ain't nothing
reversed,
about
it's the
that funny.
opposite.
Right. I'm like, cause ain't nothing about it funny at all.
Not at all.
All right. It is. I'm almost there.
Yep.
Almost there.
while you do that, what's your
Right.
first name?
While you do that, you can keep talking as
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
going in, as I'm pulling in.
Yeah, what's your first name? Dana, right?
Dog, Apple, Nancy, Apple, Dog, Robert, Igloo, Apple, Nancy.
And how do you pronounce that again? I want to make sure I get it right this time.
Nadrian.
Denadrian.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a middle name?
Middle initials N.
N. Okay. N as in Nancy.
Yeah, N as in Nancy.
Okay. And your last name?
Same.
Oh,
Goat,
same as
Larry,
you.
Apple, Sam, Peter, Paul.
Got it.
Peter, Paul, Edward, Robert.
All right, got that down.
Exactly the same. I'm almost there.
Yeah,
Sorry,
no
it's taking
problem.
so long.
You're doing good.
Things all up. Okay, what is that? Right there. Okay. But yeah,
Yeah,
it's
you look.
been quite the one. So you imagine how many times I got my name messed up in life.
Yeah. Denadrian. Denadrian.
Yep, that's exactly how you say it. So
I'm not
I
gonna
don't
lie.
understand why people mess
I
up
haven't
there.
heard anybody any. I've never met anyone with that name actually. It's a good name though.
I'm the only one in the world.
Yeah,
I'm the
I'd imagine
only
so.
one in the world. I looked it up when I was at the Attorney General's office.
Oh really?
Yeah, I used to work for Skip Humphrey Jr.
Oh wow, nice. You're
when I was
doing
like 17. I worked at the Attorney General's office from 17
early
to
on. That's
all the way
so
to.
early on. That's a good job to
Yeah.
have when you're 17, though.
Yeah, I was making 85 grand a year.
Jesus. That's
Oh yeah, I was killing it.
yeah. Well, I
Yeah,
can
I was
tell
making
you're
85 grand a year.
definitely
I was killing
extremely educated.
it. I mean, I quit Harvard and all that stuff. I went
Yeah.
there, but I quit it.
Yeah. By the way, do you have a suffix for your name? Are you junior, senior?
Nope.
No. Okay. Got it. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. All right. And the last four of your social.
7671.
7671, got it. Okay, and your date of birth?
080479.
1979. Okay.
Correct.
You keep on doing what you're doing, but your primary contact
I know.
email, denadrian.glasper.
Dotglad@gmail.com.
Yep, that's right. And phone number 651-376-1285.
That's one of them. Then the other one is 952. 952 333. 1236.
1236.
Correct.
Okay. And is this main primary phone number your mobile?
Yep, both of them are.
Okay.
It's just
And
I use it as a phone, house phone.
I see. Okay.
Those are numbers that they can never get turned off. So.
Oh, got it. Okay. And do you prefer to get phone calls, texts, or emails?
Both.
Both. Got it. Okay. And best
Yep.
time of day for you?
Huh?
What's the best time of day for
Anytime.
you? Anytime. Okay, I'll
Anytime.
mark off mornings then. What's your current address?
Current address is 5707. I'm not gonna go on drive. That's right. 5707 Xerxes.
Say it once more.
Xerxes. Xerxes. So that's D. I mean that's Xerxes. Xerxes Avenue South. Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55410.
I see it. 55410.
Correct.
Is that a house or apartment?
It's a house.
Got it. Okay. And do you have a copy of her medical records?
I don't have a copy on me.
But the hospital
But
most likely does.
they do, because I just had to request stuff for
Yeah.
people, so.
And if you gave us permission, we could pull them as well from the hospital. Do you want to put down an emergency contact, by the way?
It's kind of emergency contact with me, so.
So if we're unable to contact you regarding the case, is there anyone you trust to continue the case?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
6190601. 6190 6 6 0 1 yep 6 6 1 9 6 1 9 0 4 0 3 0 3. Got it. And what are they to you?
That's my mom.
Oh, that's your mom. Okay, got it.
Yep.
And her first
so
name?
I gave, so she has she's over my wheel, over myself. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what's her first name?
S H E R L I N E.
L I N E. Shirlene.
Yep. Sam. Okay. Sam. Heather. Edward. Robert. Larry. Isabella. Nathaniel. Edward.
Oh, wow. All right. Edwards. You said Edwards as well.
Yeah. Shirlene. Shirlene.
Yeah. Yeah, got it. Okay. All right. I got that down. We won't go out of our way to contact her, by the way.
All right. Because I just found out who I got named after. So that took a while to figure that out.
Who'd you get named after?
I actually got named after, Hanadrin.
Hanadrin, did you say?
Yeah, Hadrin. H-A-N-D-R-I-A-N.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, you'll see it when you look at stuff from Paris, right? You see that building that's fashion that looks like an H?
Yeah.
That's who it's fashioned in honors of. It's Hanadrin. He was the most respected emperor to ever live.
Really? Well, that's actually amazing. Yeah, that's a really cool history.
But he was the emperor of Pompeii.
Of Pompeii? I'm going to have to look that up. That's actually a really good name.
Yeah, he's one of the emperors of Pompeii. But he was the most respected emperor to ever live. So they fashioned it after him. Honor of him. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
That is really cool. Yeah, my name's history. Doesn't go back too far. I'm pretty sure it's a religious name, but... okay.
What's your name again?
Not Brandon.
Brandon, that goes back a long way.
Yeah, it definitely goes all the way
back to all the way back to Caesar.
Caesar, Caesar.
Yeah, a little bit past that, a little bit before that. I mean,
really,
it goes back a long way. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's awesome. You know that.
I was a history major.
Yeah.
I know a lot of dumb. You know how people know dumb facts. I'm one of those people that know a lot of dumb facts.
Well, that's good. It makes a good conversation, to be honest.
Yeah. That's where people can have conversations. We live in a time where now you don't even need to have a conversation with nobody. You just be like, hey, you want to smoke weed? They're like, yeah.
Yeah, most people stray away from conversations, especially when it comes to friend groups and such, unfortunately. But it really depends on how
I've been in the house the last... the last 5 years, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't really say much. I haven't really said much to anybody.
Yeah, you probably don't go out too much.
I haven't been out since 2013.
Really? Well, I mean,
I'm one of the top software guys in the state.
Yeah, wow. And you've been busy. It does make sense. You've been taking care of your loved ones. That's respectable.
Yeah, I've been taking care of her, taking care of my daughter, taking care of her kids. Like,
everybody.
It's been quite the... Or they say quite the tobacco.
Yeah, it's more than a full-time job, right there. That's for sure.
Man, the doctor said I've been doing a job of a physician assistant.
Mm. You are.
Almost got it pulled up. Hold on one second. I think it's right here.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, you know, you're doing a job of a physician assistant. I'm like, yeah.
And you're not getting paid assuming, right? But it's not like you expect to get paid.
And raising kids that ain't yours, you know?
Yeah, on top of it, taking them to school and such.
Getting paid, that's the least of what you got to worry about.
Well, your daughter's, your youngest is 17, right? So she's about to be able to start taking care of herself.
She has a daughter that's a year older than mine and a year younger.
Ah, I see. Yeah,
because she has two daughters and one kid, one boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I raised both of them, all of them, basically.
Wow. That's amazing. You got a good lineage. You're going to be able to a lot of people, they're probably going to have, grandchildren at a certain point as well.
Maybe. I
Maybe,
hope
maybe.
not until they graduate college.
You're right, you're right. Yeah, it's more thing. There's things to focus
Because
on.
I told
Right.
them, right, I told them about it me, say nothing.
Yeah.
Unless they go, unless they show me some, show me a master paperwork. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a doctorate. So I got a doctorate in communication, public health, and well, political science,
Yep.
and then a minor in business ethics and microeconomics.
Wow. Wow. Quite the resume. Yeah,
Yeah,
that sounds like you
so
could get hired wherever you'd want to work at.
I've always worked for myself, so
Yeah, well, that's
I have
where
a
it
top
usually
financial.
ends up.
I still have the top. I still have the top financial company in the state of Minnesota.
Right. Oh, wow.
Because I wrote a lot of policies here. Let's see, I'm trying to see if she's on, if it's on here or on. I wrote a lot of policies here, and because of that, I you know, like I told the lady when they gave me the award for the most influential person in America, like I told them, I still got to be me, be the same person. Nothing changes. You know, I still got to be a dad. I still got to be an example,
Of
regardless if I
course.
want to be not. And it, the reality is, the world is dying, right? So, and people need help. Who's gonna help? Is my question. Who's gonna be there to help? All the other stuff don't matter. You know, who's gonna be there to help? I'm here. Helping. Anybody going else is helping? I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. So I'm like, I'm here to help. And so regardless of how I feel or what I think or what I want to do or how I think it's real that it should go, I don't have a choice in the matter. I gotta help. It is, let's boom. 474.
474.
You said the last four digits, right?
Yeah, the last four.
Okay. Last four is 5419.
5419. Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
So
the
that is it.
8106 was my daughter. The 8106 was my daughter.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't need that one. Okay, well, that's pretty much everything. I'll go ahead and submit this here. You should get some documents over to your text and as well as your email, so whichever works best for you. But those are the retaining documents, the DocuSign. So after you sign
Yeah,
that,
send them both.
yeah, we'll be able to
You
pull the
can send them
medical
now if you want.
records. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I ain't saying anything. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no problem. But yeah, after you sign these, then you'll get the call from the attorney in the next, I would say today or tomorrow, and they'll verify all the information we went over to make sure it's correct, and the claim is submitted after that.
All right. And then let them know too, a lot of times if I, because I have a lot of stuff going on, I get over 300 calls a day. Okay.
Wow.
So let
Okay.
them know if they don't get a hold of me, still submit it. Like, just submit it. Because the thing is, even if they don't get a hold of me, because that's important. I have to let everybody know that because I'd be so busy and I get so many calls per day. You know what I mean? That I don't have a lot of time to, you know what I mean? Go through all, you know, when I tell you I have at least 50 to 60, 50 to 100 voicemails a day, I'm not even kidding you.
Jeez, yeah, your phone, you got a busy phone. That's why you got two of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then well, they'll most likely reach out through like a text or an email.
Yeah, just let them know that because if they don't get a chance to get a hold of me, don't stop. Keep it going.
Okay.
Please don't stop.
I'll write that in
That's
the
the
notes
biggest
here.
thing I tell everybody. Like, just keep going. Don't give up. Don't stop. Don't quit.
Yes, sir.
You know? Because I'm thinking about the kids' future. That's the only reason why I be doing all this stuff for them. So that, you know, their mom may not be able to. She may be able to experience some of it, but you know, it takes so long to get payouts. You know,
Yeah, it definitely does. It
because
definitely
like
does.
even with mine, I got a question though. Like, do you guys ever do when they do y'all payouts? When they do payouts, do you are you guys do you guys are they going to end up doing payments or are they going to do a lump sum?
Well, that is a great question. I really don't know the answer to it. I would definitely ask the
Reason
attorney
why
when they call you up.
I said it. Yeah, the reason why I say that is because like I just finished up one for myself because I got raped and stuff by a divorce guy at the divorce shop. And it's like I qualified for the medical thing, right? So they sent that in, but now they just said they're gonna send payments. I'm like, I got diagnosed terminal.
Oh, wow.
Like,
Yeah, they're only giving you
what good
payments, you
payments
said?
is this?
Like over the course of the
Huh?
rest of your life or that type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they until like the amount is paid, like the amount is, because they say it's gonna be multiple payouts, but like the initial payout is $2 million or whatever. But I'm just like, why can't I just, if I qualify for the medical exception, why can't I just get mine now and leave me alone? You know?
Yeah, no, that's definitely important. Well, I would definitely ask that question to the attorney when they give you the call. That's
Yeah,
a really,
definitely ask
good
them.
one.
Yeah,
They'll
ask them.
be happy
So
with that.
that's one thing. Yeah, and then email them. I was just wondering. So, no, a lot of people ain't gonna, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a slap in the face. Like I was telling them with the board shop, that's a slap in the face for
It
them to pay
definitely
it out
is.
over time because that's interest that they get on that money that's in there.
Yeah, and it takes years for it to even get settled, and regardless from the top.
Because
And
they
by
got
the
three
way,
more people
did you
that
get
still.
those documents that I sent to your text?
You just sent them to me, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Because that's three more. Because there's still four more people that have to pay out. Unfortunately.
And you have to track all of them all between since you are doing it for your family members. It's a lot of information to keep track of.
Yeah, and then in fact, like that one I said, the one for the board shop, because I had that one and I had the hernia, because I ended up having a hernia, hernia surgery, three times, four times,
4 times a hernia
literally
surgery, four
yeah,
times.
four times,
Jeez.
yeah.
And they didn't
Yeah,
use
four
any of that
times.
mesh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did. Yeah, that stuff is
Yeah.
terrible.
So like I had it in 01, I had it in 04, and then I had it in 2004, 2007, something like that, and then 2014. When everything first started coming out,
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
definitely a settlement to get into. And
Man, we'll
let me know
see. I
when you
mean,
are able to sign those documents, by the way. That's basically all we really need to be able to finish up here.
I'm just going through checking it. Hold on.
No problem. It should have sent to your email as well as your text messages.
Oh, it went to both places.
It went to both, yeah. I appreciate the conversation, by the way. It's not too often I really get to have a conversation with most of the people I call up. By the way, if you're saying anything, I don't think I can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I can
Can
hear
you
you.
hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on one second.
Yep, no
No,
problem.
somebody called in, called the phone.
Oh, I see, I see.
Fucking gracious. Hold on one second.
No problem.
All right, I gotta run downstairs. So I got the form. I'm actually filling it out now, signing everything. But I gotta run downstairs, so.
Yeah, you're all good. You can go ahead and do that. I'll go ahead and send you a text as well, so you have my personal desk number. So if you ever do want to start any other applications for anyone else, you can contact me there and just give me a call
Yeah, what if I
whenever
want
you're
to do
free.
my auntie?
Yeah, I would assume you wouldn't want to do that now, though, right? It's been a long call already.
Yeah, I want, yeah, I gotta go downstairs right now. So thank
No
you so
problem.
much.
Of course, I
All right.
appreciate.